Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
But I want to take the overreaction narrative to baseball.
Yep.
And are we overreacting to a sweep over the weekend to the Twins?
No. You win the games that are on your schedule, right? Right. If they would have lost 2 of 3 to the Twins, we'd be talking about it from a different perspective. We go, are we overreacting to these losses? No. You're not cutting time, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, we've got less than 3 weeks to go of the season. And so every win is a big win. Every win matters. Every win that you get gets you that much closer to securing and wrapping up that postseason berth. Now, they're going to the postseason. I don't think there's any more doubt. I mean, and if there is, then you're just a hater, I guess, at this point in time. This team is going to the playoffs. You're now kind of playing for seeding and who you're going to play against, who your best matchups are against. I don't like our matchup against Cleveland. Against Houston. I'm just being honest. I don't want to see Houston in that first wild card round. So any way we can avoid Houston in the wild card round is good, because if you get knocked out in the wild card round right now, unless you're division winner, you're not hosting a home playoff game. If you get knocked out in that wild card round, chances are you don't get a home playoff game. Not chances are you don't get a home playoff game. Right. I want to see home baseball here in Kansas City. So when the Royals do make it into the playoffs, I don't want to see them against the Houston Astros in that first round, because I think Houston matches up well with Kansas City. Baltimore is an interesting one. I know we've played them earlier in the season, but that's when Will Smith was blowing games in April, right? Like that's when you're looking around going, okay, Will Smith stinks.
Yeah, they blew two saves in the 3-game series.
Yeah, and he's not around in that in that spot anymore. So I think we match up pretty good with Baltimore. This right here, beginning tonight, this is a potential playoff matchup against the Yankees. We're going to see where we stand now against the Yankees. I know they came in here, took 3 out of 4 back in June. People were probably looking at that going, oh boy, I guess the Royals can't beat good teams like everybody wants to continue to say.
Right.
But now you're going to New York. This is a playoff series for the Royals. This will be the biggest test that a lot of these guys, Bobby Witt, Michael Garcia, Brady Singer tonight on the mound, Ursig, like all of these guys really now for the first time are going to experience true postseason baseball for these next 3 days in New York. Right. I'm anxious and interested and excited to see how the Royals respond to this kind of, you know, to this kind of pressure and playing in the Bronx in meaningful baseball games this late in the season. It's a big deal.
No, I mean, that's, you know, the best way to get the best look at it is to actually go play in that environment.
And yeah.
New York's going to have a packed crowd, just like you had a packed crowd this past weekend. It was playoff atmosphere at Kauffman. Like, there's no doubt about it. Like, luckily, the temperature cooled down a little bit, so the old October hoodies were out, so there's a lot more blue, it seemed like. But even, you know, Cotrero said after the game on Saturday, that's the loudest that stadium has felt. It was nice. It was noticeable. You know how these players and managers are, right? Like, they don't look into the game and, like, use outside distractions unless it merits it. And he was, you know, the manager of the Royals literally said the crowd was noticeable. It felt great to hear all those fans. And we see the Texas Lions people say that they were there. And, like, towards the end of the game, you're hearing the Let's Go Royals chants. You were seeing people call. You know, what I noticed it is when they're cheering every strike.
Yeah. And that, like, that's this, when you know the games are big. Yeah.
And Reagans was dealing on Saturday night.
Yes, he
and
was.
Then all of a sudden, like, Saturday they throw out, you know, Airsig, or Sunday goes out there and it's like strike one. You're like, there's still three outs to go, and people are standing up and cheering for strike one. That's where I think it's kind of it really is noticeable, is when you're cheering for ball or for strikes.
Yeah.
And there's still three outs to get.
Yep.
So you know that feels that way. You know those players realize that as well.
And now you flip that around because you're going into a hornet's nest. I mean, it's never easy for a visiting team to play, you know, in New York and play in the Bronx. And so you'll get an opportunity to see kind of what, because I do think crowds make a big difference in baseball in the postseason, right? We all know they make a big deal in the NFL and whatnot, both in the regular season and the postseason. But I think crowds make a big deal in the postseason. I mean, you can see it. You can see the way that the home crowd affects the opposing team and the pitcher on the mound. Guys get nervous. They drop the baseball. We've seen that before, right? Like, it's going to be impactful to have those playoff games here in Kansas City. That's why it's so important to keep winning and to find a way. Maybe you win the division and you get that home. You're only 2.5 back of Cleveland. So you've got the opportunity right in front of you to beat up on the Yankees in New York, show that you belong on that same level and that same stage as the Yankees, take care of business, and then you host playoff games at home, and now you've got the crowd on your side. It matters a lot in baseball.
It's like our guy Josh Verner's told us all along, this team is going to win as long as they win with their starting pitching, defense, and team speed. Vern, there was all of that on display, from relays to double plays to snags at first. How about that defense and starting pitching this weekend?
Yeah, it's a great point. Yesterday, Michael Wacha was nice enough to call into the postgame show afterward, and he too was focusing on the return of clean baseball. You know, the 7-game losing streak, and really, I don't want to say I understand it, but shoot, man, I was shell-shocked when Vinny went down. I think the team was shell-shocked when Vinny went down, or at least the young bats, the young arms, the guys that every single night are playing the biggest game of their life. But yeah, yesterday, from Michael Wacha's absolute domination on the mound to Hunter Renfroe hitting Mikel Garcia, gunning out the base runner at home to Freddie Freeman, and then Bobby Witt Jr. turning an unassisted double play, just showing off his freak athleticism there at shortstop. Yeah, the reason why this team sits 14 games above 500 has been back on display at Kauffman Stadium, from Wacha to the defense. Even Alec Marsh, man, I understand his numbers aren't eye-popping, but he's made 3 starts since returning to the rotation, and he's given you a chance to win every single time. Throw into the mix Cole Reagan's 6 shutout innings, as he was ace-like back on Friday. So, yeah, you have to be feeling good, and isn't it amazing how much can change in 1 week, man? I was doom and gloom last Monday morning, and now, because of what, I mean, it's amazing, but what Tommy Pham and Robbie Grossman and Yuli Gurriel have done to help attempt to replace Vinny Pasquantino. Guys, I know it's only a week, but since the All-Star break, Vinny Pasquantino was hitting .296 with an OPS of .822. In the first week of those 3 bats, Yuli, Pham, and Grossman, they're hitting a combined .310 with an OPS of .824. And the thing that I was most worried about with Vinny was getting big knocks with runners in scoring position. Those 3 bats are hitting .500 with runners in scoring position, and Tommy Pham had the game-winning RBI in back-to-back days. So, you know, there's so much to like right now. It's hard to get past ownership and the front office and their refusal to just say, hey, we've had a good season, let's see what happens down the stretch. Those three additions to go along with just about everything else this organization has touched over the past year and a half, man, everything is working well, and everybody is, I know, feeling good right now about this team as they head to the Bronx.
Well, and I think also, Vern, when you look at, you know, the push by ownership, this is an opportunity for John Sherman to separate himself from David Glass and to separate himself and his show. Well, you say that, and I do agree with you from my world, but there are still people out there that, you know, were wondering what John Sherman was going to be about, right? How he was going to run this team, how he was going to operate this team. I think what this year has shown you, if you were still holding out on John Sherman up until even the stadium vote, right? And I know people didn't like him because of that and whatnot. But, like, if you weren't sure about John Sherman as an owner, you better be damn sure about John Sherman as an owner right now, because he's showing you what he's all about as an owner, and that's to put a winning product out there on the field. How you can't walk away from this season and go, all right, we got a superstar as an owner of our franchise, right? I don't know what that's going to take.
Yeah, and I go back to this offseason, Mariners general manager Jerry DePoto talking about how we build our team to win 54% of the time. That's our goal. We want to win 54% of the time. And, man, that was met with a loud thud to the fan base. Who wants to hear
owner
or a general manager say, hey, we want to win 54? No, you want to win a title. You want to win the division. You know, signing Seth Lugo and Will Smith and Chris Stratton and Hunter Renfro, that to me would have been reflective of a team that's trying to win 54%. But to go out and break off Michael Wacha, $16 million, that's an aggressive team. That's a team that's trying to win the division. To, bring in three pitchers of Paul DeJong at the deadline and then refuse to settle after Vinny goes down. Yeah, that's a organization, really, top to bottom, because you have to give credit to the coaching staff for helping implement these guys into the team, using them in the lineup. You got to give credit to the clubhouse for absorbing three personalities like Pham, Grossman, and Gurriel, guys that, yes, have tons of playoff experience, but everyone has an ego. Credit to those vets for coming in and putting their ego aside, but still, it takes a collective effort to bring in seven, eight new faces in the span of a month and a half and not really miss a beat. I don't know, maybe it looks different to you guys, but when I'm watching this team on the field, it looks, well, callers were saying it last night, it looks like they're playing for one another. And to play like that when you've only known one another for a month, month and a half, is a testament to the leaders, a testament to the veterans, and of course, a testament to the coaching staff.
Yeah, absolutely. And the way the Q has led this team too, Vern, I mean, yeah, when they lost Vinny and they lost seven in a row, as you mentioned, you were sitting here last week going, oh, woe is me, the world is over and whatnot. And they've held this thing together and found a way to win four in a row. What can you say about Q's managing style that has kind of helped this team get out of that funk?
Q deserves, a ton of credit. But I know he would immediately deflect it and talk about the veterans, especially a guy like Will Smith. You know, I mentioned Michael Wacha calling into the postgame show. Daniel Lynch dialed us up back on Saturday. And even though Will Smith's on the IL, I mentioned to Lynch, man, I can't remember seeing you as confident as you've been since returning from Omaha, right? He's 7 2/3, holding opponents to a batting average of .120. He's yet to allow an earned run. And I'm like, man, this is the biggest game you've ever pitched in. This is September baseball. You make an error to the leadoff hitter, and it doesn't blow up in front of you. You calmly get a 6-4-3 double play after that leadoff error. And he points to Will Smith and the way that Smith and Stratton have been putting that bullpen up on game of what September baseball's like, what October baseball's like. Will's been preparing these guys every night, mm-hmm, for the past few weeks, for the past few months. I think Hunter Renfro's doing the same thing. Obviously, you know Salvi's doing it. Michael Wacha, Seth Lugo. Man, Tommy Pham, if you heard him after Friday's game, anytime someone put a microphone in front of his face, he made it about Michael Massey. So, yeah, Matt Quatrero's doing an outstanding job, and I think that's evident in the joy that they play with, especially guys like Dairon Blanco and Adam Frazier, the guys that are just getting in there, once, twice a week. the excitement that they attack the game with, the excitement that they play their role, right? They know how I bring value. I know what I do for this team, a la Terrence Gore, Jerod Dyson. When you can get all 26, 28 guys excited about their job on the team, that to me is reflective of a great clubhouse and a great coaching staff that is utilizing those guys and communicating with those guys of what we expect from you, how you can help us win, and what value you bring to this organization. So I think that's where Q and the coaching staff do a great job. You know, the pitching department, all you need to do is look at the statistics to see what they've done over the past year and a half. But, yeah, honestly, I think it begins with guys like Will Smith, Chris Stratton, Waka, Lugo, Renfro, and even the new names that they've brought in, the Grossmans, the Fams, the way that these guys are leading by example. That's what Michael Massey brought up to me, is to last as long as these guys have in the league, man, I'm just going to stand behind them and follow their lead. Do what they do as we approach the latter weeks in September, because they've been here before, right? Gurriel has two rings. Grossman has one. Tommy Pham's a 300 hitter across four different playoff runs with four different teams. So, listen, as they go to New York, I can tell you this. They're not going to be scared. That's something that stood out to me this week, man. When Bobby comes through with that game-winning knock on Saturday, after the game, he's saying, yeah, you know, it's just another game. You know, this is the same guy that was disappointed at how he didn't feel nerves in his big league debut, but that top hand release, as he kind of just bloops it over the second base bag for the game-winning knock. The thing that impressed me most this weekend about this team, or what it did, was remind me of what I saw back in April and May. The young guys on this team that haven't been through this before, they're not afraid of the big moment. Freddie Fermin, Michael Garcia, I understand it's winter ball, but these guys have played in bigger crowds than the one they played in front of back on Saturday. Bobby's been the focus of attention since he was 7 years old, so he's undeterred by it. Cole Reagans, Alec Marsh, Brady Singer, these guys, MJ Melendez, Michael Massey, they don't appear as if they're going to shrink on the big stage. And, well, during the regular season, it doesn't get much bigger than Yankee Stadium, where they're at tonight.
Well, and that's what I wanted to ask you, Vern. We're going into a hornet's nest. You know, Nestor Cortez is popping off. He's not happy with his role. They lost a couple in Chicago, whatever the case may be. This is a playoff atmosphere tonight. Like, this is going to be the first opportunity that this team truly has to sense that playoff atmosphere. What are you expecting and what are you wanting over these next three games?
Man, they already met my hope for the Riptide. I said if they can go 10-10, that'd be great, but I'll be happy with 8-12. If they can go 8-12, I think the playoffs are waiting on the other side. They're already 8-9. But as I look at the pitching matchup, you know, there isn't one where I say, oh, advantage Yankees. Now, I would say advantage Royals tomorrow and on Wednesday, and tonight's a coin flip with Brady Singer and Carlos Rodon. So, you know, expectations is you need to get one. You have to get at least one. But every night, man, you show up expecting to see the Royals win. Now, I'm not going to say I expect a series win or I expect a sweep. But you know what? To go back to the clubhouse, you know, we make so much about 2014 and the Raul Ibanez speech. This team has been receiving that Raul Ibanez speech since spring training. You know, Will Smith started it. Michael Waka continued it. Hunter Renfro picked it up. Adam Frazier was there parroting it throughout the season. I think Robbie Grossman has since joined in that song, telling the guys that you are good enough. You guys are nasty, man. People don't want to play you. So as they head into the Bronx, Aaron Judge, Juan Soto, Carlos Rodon, Marcus Stroman, Luis Gil, these are the guys that they're supposed to be intimidated by. I think the Royals step into this stage thinking that they're just as good, if not better. And honestly, I don't think the Yankees would want to see the Royals come the postseason. I don't think anybody really wants to see the Royals come the postseason, but the expectations, I would say, is clean baseball. You know, play the game that got you to where you're at 79-65. Give me a chance to win from my starting pitcher. Make the fundamental plays defensively and occasionally make the spectacular. Give me aggressive base running where you're taking that extra 90 feet. And, you know, what stands out about yesterday's game was the egoless approach at the dish, something I haven't mentioned much this year, but mentioned all the time in 2015. It was nice to see MJ with an 8-pitch walk, Freddie and Michael go to the opposite field, Hampson with a sack fly when you cannot punch out, he doesn't. Tommy Pham takes his walk, hands it off to Bobby Witt Jr., and Salvi, as we heard earlier, with that swing and bunt to drive in the second run of the game, and the Royals win 2-0. You know, that is what I want to see in New York. If they do what they've done most of the season, they'll certainly win one game. They might take the series, but just do meet the standard that you've set for yourself, and that begins with pitching, defense, base running, and hopefully some egoless approaches at the dish.
Vern, is the playoff rotation set with the three you saw go out there and just flex hoses against the Minnesota Twins?
Well.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on who you play. But I don't look. Alec Marsh pitched against the Twins. I don't think he's going to get a start in the postseason. Reagan's Lugo Waka, to me, it seems. Yeah. Fairly set in stone, and that's no knock on Brady Singer. It's, you know, Cole Reagans is one of the five best pitchers on the planet. Seth Lugo's one of the 15 best righties on the planet. And Michael Waka, as you saw yesterday, is made for October. It is made for this push. And, you know, Brady will get in where he fits in, maybe in the DS, maybe he comes out of the bullpen, but it's a great problem to have, especially when you throw into the fact that, you know, Michael Lorenzen going to be starting a rehab assignment. He might be able to join this team in a bullpen role come October, and boy, what a lift that will be.
Are you willing to say that they're a playoff team into the microphone?
Yeah. Listen, it would take an epic collapse for this team to fall short of the postseason. Yeah. I want Baltimore personally.
I was going
to
say, who do you think we match up best with? Because Baltimore, we should have beat. That's when Will Smith was not getting outs, right. And he's no longer really part of that problem anymore. I don't want to see Houston in the first round. That's where I am.
No, not when you have so much starting pitching. You're putting Ronel Blanco and Justin Verlander in the bullpen. Yeah, I want no part of Houston. Bring on Baltimore. I'm not afraid of Corbin Burns. Well, I respect Corbin Burns, but I'll take Cole Reagans. And then the drop off to Zach Eflin and whoever they drop, whoever they throw in Game 3, won't be able to match Michael Waka. So I think the Royals have the clear pitching advantage, maybe even bullpen wise, over Baltimore. And I don't know if you can say that about the Yankees, and I know you can't say that about the Astros.
No doubt about it, Vern. There's only 6 games left at home. I assume there's some tickets to maybe be won at 5:15. There we go.
Yeah, we got tickets to the final 3 games of the season against the Giants.
Let's go.
Nice. Let's do it.
Big Vern on at 5:00. Vern, take the rest of the...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off. and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Day off, and we'll listen to you at 5 o'clock here on 96.5.
I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.